There's a lot of fancy videos, much better than this, recorded in proper studios, proper lighting, a sound team, a video team, with writers, curators, directors, editors. The algorithms love what hooks you. I tend to not use too many hooks because I'm just giving you the advice the way it is in the real world. And some of the information that I share comes from the best in the world. Over the 8 years or so that I've been running this channel, I've noticed a lot of people working in this space, in this voice, communications, public speaking realm, come and go. I've rarely found anyone who's really able to transform someone's voice, because what voice coaches do is so effective when they're in the same space, when they're in the room with you. What I teach here is mostly from experience and what I've learned from other voice coaches that have worked with me over the years. And a lot of those voice coaches have been working with me in person. And when I've used my voice on stage, for example, as a singer, as a puppeteer, as an actor, and a public speaker, I've always put into practice the work that I've learned. And it's kind of how this channel developed. I wanted to bring real life experience. The kind of actor training and voice coaching training that actors and speakers do is so far beyond what people are comfortable with. And so what I hoped to do here with this channel was to make a good combination of practical, real life, worked experience and some of the best trainings and exercises that I've taken from the voice coaching world and from actor and singer training. And so that's how I created my initial course, the 8-week Improve Your Voice. And it's still powerful to this day. People are still getting huge benefit from it. But again, like I said, it's not the same as being in the room. And what might take 2-4 weeks to achieve with somebody might take 2 months or to a year doing yourself online, because you're figuring it out. And so with any of the work on this channel, with any work you do with anyone online or learning from YouTube or from online courses, you have to approach it very lightly, because there's no one there to guide you to make sure that you're not going too far. And sometimes going too far, you can cause damage to yourself because the voice is physical. And we're changing physical things when we're working on the voice. But also you need to keep in mind a level of playfulness. If you're not getting results from what you've done in the past, you're not going to get any better results by continuing the same strategy. So the work on this channel is multifaceted. There's lots of videos here. And as you go through, keep that idea of being light and playful in mind. Any of these educational videos, everything, you should approach lightly and playfully. And I think by being curious and not too ambitious about the outcomes you're looking to achieve, you will get further faster. Light, playful, curious. Those are the three traits of any successful voice artist, singer, actor who's looking to develop and improve their voice. And so you can take that on board, take it into your work life, take it into your public speaking engagements, take it into the voice studio, take it on stage or wherever you need to be where you're using your voice. Stay light, stay playful, stay curious, and you'll get so much more. See, a lot of the advice that comes online from these voice coaches who've come and gone is that you can get things now, quickly, overnight. But it doesn't exist. There are no quick fixes for the voice. It's probably taking you some time to build and develop the habits that you currently are set with now. And it'll take some time to readjust those. Because what's automated by your body is years and years of practice doing this thing the way you're doing it. And so in order to make those changes, you know, that you have to make habitual changes in the way you use your instrument, your body, your voice, before you will see results. It's like going to the gym. You're becoming an athlete. And you need to train yourself as such. Retrain yourself to sit differently, to stand differently, to walk, talk, feel different in your own skin. And then you'll get different results. And it does take time, no matter what anyone tells you. You can't think your way to a better voice. You can't memorize your way there. So your self-belief, your self-perception, your emotional and psychological state will have an effect on the physical body. and the physical body maintained with regular, consistent practice will have an effect on your psychological and emotional self, and overall, your performance. Be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, and until the next time, look after your voice.
Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two, and I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra.